Grandma's scarecrow watching the garden is kind of like God watching over us. He's way better, though.
That's true, because a scarecrow can't even see. But God sees everything. Do you know what a scarecrow is? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. A scarecrow is kind of like a dummy that you put up in the garden to protect it. It will scare the crows away so they don't eat the plants before they fully grow. But while a scarecrow can't see anything, God sees everything. Psalm 121:8 says, "The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever." And that's what our story is about. It's called Patrick the Scarecrow. "Why are we making a scarecrow for the garden?" Cora asked her grandma as she put in some more stuffing. "Well, the scarecrow helps keep the garden safe from crows. The crows love to pull up the sprouts just as they're popping out of the ground. But when they see the scarecrow, they're afraid to come into the garden." "So the scarecrow is pretty important. I think we should name him," Cora said. "Let's call him Patrick, Protector of the Garden." "I like that name," Grandma replied. When they finished putting the scarecrow together, Grandma and Cora carried him to the center of the garden and set him up. "Okay, Patrick, protect our garden," Cora exclaimed as she gave him a salute. Grandma smiled. "Now let's go have some lemonade and cookies." Grandma got a tray of cookies and two glasses of lemonade, and they went out and sat at the picnic table under the big shade tree. "Making the scarecrow was a lot of fun today," Cora said as she took a bite of her cookie. "And having you here to help made it even more special for me," said Grandma. "You know, each year when I make a scarecrow, I stop and think about how the Lord is always watching over me and protecting me. The scarecrow gives me a visual picture. He looks like he's keeping watch in the center of the garden, and I envision the Lord keeping watch over me in the same way." "But the scarecrow can't actually see anything," Cora said. "He just scares the crows away." "Right," said Grandma. "But God sees everything. Proverbs 15:3 says, "The Lord is watching everywhere, keeping his eye on both the evil and the good. God sees us and he also loves us. He sent Jesus to save us from sin and evil and to be with us through all of life's difficulties. So, Cora, if you ever feel like God is far away and you're all alone, just stop and think of Patrick the Scarecrow and remember what the Bible says about God's faithfulness to us." "I will, Grandma," Cora grinned. "Can I take Patrick home with me after the harvest?" Grandma chuckled. "I'm sure it will be fine as long as you keep him outside." Well, how about you? Do you ever feel like God is far away and doesn't care about you? When you feel that way, open up your Bible. God's Word is full of verses that will remind you of how much he loves you and his faithfulness to you. He sent his own son Jesus to die for you, and he promises he will never leave you, even when bad things happen. So trust him to watch over you. Our key verse is Psalm 121:8.
"The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever."
And our key thought for today, God watches over you.
Have you checked out Keys for Kids Radio? Here's what kids have to say.
"Thanks for being such a great radio station. I listen to you every day."
"Hi, my name's Anna, and thanks for all you do at Keys for Kids Radio."
"Hi, my name is Anthony. I love Keys for Kids."
"Hello, my name is Ashley, and I love to listen to Keys for Kids Radio because it has lots of stories and turns on really nice music."
Check out Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net or search for Keys for Kids in your app store.
Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.